Trevor Noah said, "This is one of the most ridiculous arguments ever. Trump committed crimes on his way out the door. So what? Do people just have to let it go? That policy doesn't exist anywhere else. If you get fired at Best Buy, they don't let you just steal a TV on the way out. They don't even let you take that blue shirt with you. You walk out of there naked." Trevor also said, "Now, the last time Donald Trump got impeached, most Republican senators said they wouldn't convict him because he hadn't done anything wrong. But after the Capitol attack, they had to admit that, yeah, maybe Trump actually did incite an insurrection, but they still don't want to impeach him because that will make his followers angry." Have you seen his followers? I mean, they staged an insurrection. It's been a busy week. I got a lot of stuff that I didn't get to during the week, but I wanted to get to this one. This is Vultures, the 50 best comedies on Netflix right now. And since they added the right now, I figured I better get to it. I can't like sleep this until March until I want a day off. So let me click on this. If you're new to the show, when I do the article episodes, I do them cold. I just like to react, but I'm going to try and fly through this one because I'm sure you don't want to hear me comment on 50 comedies, but let's go. The 50 best comedies on Netflix right now, according to Vulture. First up, 50 First Dates. You know who's in that? Adam Sandler. This is one of the few Adam Sandler movies I actually like. The ones with Drew Barrymore in them are good. The Wedding Singer is, also pretty good. And, of course, the best Adam Sandler movie of them all was Uncut Gems, which is not funny. Continuing the list, About Time. What's that? Domhnall Gleeson plays a man who can travel back in time and uses that ability to alter his romantic future. Not for me. The American President. Yeah, okay, fine. As Good as It Gets, Jack Nicholson, sure. The Austin Powers trilogy. To that, I will say yes, maybe, and no. That was diminishing returns. That Barbershop, good call there. Big Daddy, another Adam Sandler movie. It's the story of a slacker who ends up having to take care of an actual child. It's Sandler's biggest non-animated hit at the box office. A reminder when his comedies landed in theaters instead of just on Netflix, and the writer writes, and when they were much, much funnier too. I'm not watching Big Daddy. Can't Hardly Wait. What's that? It's a 1998 teen comedy. I don't remember that one. Chef. I saw Chef. Chef was terrible. Jon Favreau, writing, directing, and starring in this 2014 comedy about a famous chef who has to find his passion again after falling from grace. I didn't like that one at all. Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs. The Death of Stalin. I've heard really good things about that one. I have not seen that one yet. I should watch that. Dolomite Is My Name. Eddie Murphy is back. That was a great film. You should watch that if you haven't. Easy A. Emma Stone burst on the scene with this clever 2010 comedy. Have not seen that one. Eddie Murphy Raw. Is that a movie? Isn't that just a concert film? Eddie Murphy Raw is great, but I don't know if that's a movie. Eurovision Song Contest. The Story of Fire Saga. That's that Will Ferrell thing from 2020. I was a little Will Ferrell'd out by the time that came out. I haven't heard any buzz on that. Hail Caesar. The Coen brothers wrote and directed this divisive 2016 comedy about the film industry in the 1950s. The Half of It. Alice Wu wrote and directed a delightful coming-of-age dramedy that spins the norms. Hot Rod. Long before pop star and Brooklyn Nine-Nine star Andy Samberg had his first Lonely Island project, relatively ignored and critically derided at the time, Hot Rod has developed a loyal cult following over the years. Andy Samberg is a goofy stuntman trying to perform the biggest stunt of his career to save the life of his irascible father. I've erased this from my brain, and I love Andy Samberg. I'm going to watch that. Thank you, Vulture. Hunt for the Wilder People. No idea. The Incredible Jessica James. Vulture writes, there are not a lot of great Netflix original comedies. Parentheses, sorry, Adam Sandler fans. I like this writer. Who wrote this? I'm going to become friends with. I'm scrolling back up. Brian Tallarico. We are friends. You're down with the Sandlerness. I get it. I hear you. I see what you're doing here. Love you. The Incredible Jessica James. In The Incredible Jessica James, the former Daily Show correspondent stars as the title character, someone trying to find happiness and love. She's charming and delightful in a movie that not enough people have seen. Yeah, because when I read The Incredible Jessica James, I thought that was one of the Marvel things. What am I thinking of? Jessica Jones. That's different. This is not Jessica Jones. This is Jessica James. Okay, next, Julie and Julia, an adaptation of the true story of Julie Powell, a New Yorker who set out to make all 524 recipes in one of the most famous cookbooks ever, published by Julia Child, who's played by Meryl Streep. Okay, boy, 50 movies is a lot to get through, Johnny Mac. Kung Fu Hustle, set in 1940s China. This worldwide hit features some of the best stunt work you can find on Netflix. I don't know that one. Lady Bird, okay, fine. The Land of Steady Habits. Ben Mendelsohn, as a man deep in a midlife crisis that comes from the realization that he's not as important as he thought he was his whole life. Little Nicky, Adam Sandler. Let's see what this wrote. There's something hideously fascinating about Adam Sandler's 2000 comedy about Satan's Kid. It's arguably one of the comedian's worst movies, and yet it features the actor truly committing all of his insane sensibilities to one role. The Lovers, A Story of Marital Dysfunction. Monty Python and the Holy Grail. Yes, watch that next. Monty Python and the Life of Brian. Actually, watch that before Holy Grail. Two great movies there. Morning Glory, the story of a TV producer who tries to fix a broken morning news show. Mr. Deeds. Boy, there's a lot of you-know-who on this list. Pair this up with Uncut Gems for a little bit of Sandler whiplash. Years before his most acclaimed role, Sandler was the biggest comedy box office star in the world, as evidenced by his remake of Frank Capra's Mr. Deeds Goes to Town, the story of an average guy who becomes an unexpected billionaire. It's all an excuse for Sandler's trademark man-child humor, but it's got a big heart in some of the right places and certainly outshines some of the recent Happy Madison Netflix originals. You love the Sandler-hating subtext here? I didn't write this article, but you're hearing it, right? I'm only up to M. I'm committed, though. Mr. Roosevelt. Not every movie on a list should be a smash hit, so we're digging deeper for this South by Southwest hit starring Noel Wells. Don't know what that is. Don't care. The Muppets. You know what that is. Mystic Pizza. Boy, everybody. If you go to Mystic, Connecticut, like everybody goes looking for the pizza place. Fun film. The Naked Gun. Yes, we talked about that recently. That's fantastic. The One I Love. A sci-fi gem. A couple takes a retreat to find themselves as partners again. From the beginning, something seems a bit off. Something, something. Twilight Zone. Spoiler that they don't want to spoil. The One I Love, that's called. The Other Guys. Is this Will Ferrell's last great comedy? Capping off a decade that included Anchorman, Old School, Step Brothers, and Talladega Nights? This one stars Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg as two cops. If you're putting The Other Guys in the same list as Anchorman, Old School, Step Brothers, and Talladega Nights, no way. I will answer. Is this Will Ferrell's last great comedy? No, it's not. Paul Blart, Mall Cop. You got to be kidding me. Skip. The Perks of Being a Wallflower. It's a remarkably smart film. Teen issues, depression, and anxiety. Pineapple Express. Forgot about that one. Seth Rogen, James Franco. An average guy and his dealer who find themselves in criminal crosshairs after they witness a murder. Rango. I love Rango. I'm not going to deep dive here. I love Rango. Just trust me. Rango, I love it. Is it funny, though? I don't think Rango's funny. Results. What's that? Kobe Smulders. Love her. Guy Pearce and Kevin Corrigan star in this quirky rom-com set in the high-pressure world of personal trainers. Runaway Bride. Remember when Julia Roberts was the queen of the romantic comedy? Safety Not Guaranteed. Inspired by an actual classified ad that someone spotted in 1997, it's the story of someone seeking a partner to go back in time with him. Of course, safety's not guaranteed. That's weird. Scott Pilgrim vs. the World. Cool. Set It Up. An old-fashioned charming romantic comedy. Sex and the City. You know what that is. Silver Linings Playbook. Bradley Cooper, Jennifer Lawrence, Robert De Niro, and Jackie Weaver in a romantic dramedy. That happened to Silver Linings Playbook as a movie with those people. Superbad. Superbad is fantastic and deserves an entire episode. Swiss Army Man. Vulture writes, there are a lot of movies on Netflix. There are a lot of movies like this Sundance hit. Just when you think you've seen it all, here's Daniel Radcliffe as a farting corpse. That's called Swiss Army Man. Okay. Tramps. I almost misread that as Trumps, which is funny because Tramps is the story of Danny and Ellie, two struggling New Yorkers drawn together over a mysterious briefcase, which is not at all Trump's, which is also about a mysterious New Yorker. Yes, God, yes. A 2020 coming-of-age comedy that had a quick cycle from video on demand to Netflix. Alice is a junior at a Catholic high school who learns a few things about sexuality. Young Adult is the last one on this list, but it's got Patton Oswalt in it. It's a smart movie about someone who thinks she's superior to those around her and learns maybe she's not. Look at me, 10 plus minutes in, and I didn't get to anything yet, and I've got a zillion leftovers. Let's take the break and come back and do some comedy news, huh? All right, tomorrow night on the Live by Live app, Live X Live, if you're looking for it, Jeff Ross will host the first ever Snubbies. The Snubbies are designed to honor those who are deserving but not receiving. The awards will pay tribute to those who had a really great 2020, including The Weeknd, Machine Gun Kelly, Bad Bunny, Selena Gomez, and Luke Combs. Created to right the numerous pop culture wrongs, The Snubbies will be a humorous show with a tongue-in-cheek approach. You can find that on the Live by Live app. Also on the Live by Live app is my show. It's called The Weekly Comedy Thing. It's like this, except I can actually play stand-up comedy after the news story. So say I mentioned a Jeff Ross in a story, I would follow that up with a Jeff Ross comedy bit. So that's called The Weekly Comedy Thing. A new episode goes up every Sunday morning and stays up for about a week. The app is free, Live by Live, Live X Live, if you're looking for it. So check that out. And from WBRZ.com, your home for comedy news, Steve Harvey's daughter is officially dating Creed actor Michael B. Jordan. Harvey gave the couple his blessing, but let him know his approval is conditional. Steve said, "I like this one. I still got my eye on him." Harvey poked fun at Michael B. Jordan for being named People's Sexiest Man Alive last year and said, "You ain't the sexiest man in the world to me. Let's be clear about that." Sam Morril spoke to the Daily Beast about dark jokes and mining his own past to make audiences laugh despite their reluctance. An early bit referenced his biological father, and the joke goes like this. "I look exactly like him. I showed my friend a picture, and he went, 'Oh my God, it's like you guys were separated at birth.'" And the punchline is two words: "We were." Morril says, "I think people like dark jokes. Some people find an offensive joke to be cathartic, and others are just like, 'That's not for me.' And others are like, 'F you, you don't deserve to have a career.'" Everyone reacts differently, but personally, he adds, "Dark jokes make me laugh. They make me feel good." From AM New York, a New York City comedian is taking the internet by storm after videos of her stand-up went viral on TikTok. Uh-oh, you know those words set me off. Ashley Gavin didn't know at first that a career in comedy was on the horizon. She had worked at MIT's National Research Lab in Boston. She said, "I was in a nice relationship. I had a nice apartment, but I was really unhappy. I was sort of ignoring the desire to be in the performing arts." She quit her job, did some UCB, and then something clicked. She said, "Stand-up felt like the thing I should be doing." Her comedy focuses on her experiences as a gay woman and feminist and touches on her navigating depression and anxiety. She noticed her old field in computer science and stand-up comedy have one thing in common. They are male-dominated fields. She said, "The fact that computer science was male-dominated was something I didn't really like, and I did work to rectify that in my own work. It's how it is. I just got used to that being the case. I'm working on being a better comedian and role model for young people. There have been times when I've gone to auditions with my friends, and there are like 11 men and 2 women in the room. You see why you didn't get an audition, because they don't have a lot of slots for women. I don't wallow in it, because focus on the negative parts of the job is not something I want to think about. When the pandemic hit, I thought, now's the time. It was an opportunity to do that. I'd been preparing anyway. I put some stuff on Instagram, but my girlfriend at the time recommended I try TikTok. So I did it on a whim and got some wild results." She's got 492,000 followers on TikTok and 11.3 million likes. I might have to start that TikTok dad thing I talked about during the week. Why am I doing a podcast? I should be on TikTok, because everyone wants to look at me in a baseball hat, unshaven, drinking an iced coffee. By the way, buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews if you want to support the show. Gavin said, "I love TikTok because it has a sophisticated algorithm that knows what people enjoy watching. For example, my videos where I pantomime videos of President Joe Biden. I think they're hilarious. I felt like I've gotten to the right people and a lot of people. It's interesting because TikTok lacks choice in an interesting way. You don't search so much. In a strange way, it forces people to watch things they wouldn't have otherwise watched. Some of my clips have almost 7 million views. Absolutely no one was looking at my stuff before, so this is really cool." Hey, good for you. I mean, that's just great. You just throw something up, you get 7 million views. I'm not doing shtick here. That's like pretty neat. That is your daily comedy news for today. You can follow this show on Spotify, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Overcast, wherever you get your shows. If you like what I do, you can support me. $5 on buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews. Appreciate it, and see you tomorrow.